dreams, visions, and revelations from God. Many people do not believe God's word concerning the visitation of God through the realm of dreams, visions, and revelations. They are naive. The method God uses to communicate with His people is by imparting information to them through the realm of dreams, visions, and revelations. Let us scrutinize the Holy Scriptures. Job 33:15-16, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men, and sealeth their instruction. Elihu was expounding to Job the communication of God to humanity by the method of dreams, visions, and revelations, showing them things that will surely come to pass, whereby we receive instructions from him. The Lord gives his dedicated people revelations of his will, because the world does not believe in the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. The psalmist expounds to us the hearts and minds of fools. Psalm 14:1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Only the saints of God, who have reached some spiritual maturity and perfection, understand the dreams, visions, and revelations in which God shows them. Elihu was a young man inspired by the Spirit of God. Job 32:8, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. God does not give that wisdom to unbelievers. Let us notice the scriptures concerning Joseph, one of the sons of Jacob, whom the Spirit of God gave understanding to interpret dreams. Genesis 41:1, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, that Pharaoh dreamed, and, behold, he stood by the river. Verse 8, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. None of Pharaoh's educated wise men and soothsayers could interpret his dream because they were sinners. God only gives his interpretations and secrets to his saints. Amos declared, Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Job 32:9, great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Elihu was a young man inspired of God to know that in many situations great men in authority do not have the wisdom of God. Neither do the majority of old men understand the spiritual wisdom and knowledge of God. The only way that anyone can understand the works of the Lord, is for him to fill them with his Holy Spirit. God said to Moses, Exodus 31:2-3, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding, and in knowledge. The chief butler told Pharaoh about Joseph who interpreted his dream. Genesis 41:14-16, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it, and I have heard say of thee, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Joseph emphatically told Pharaoh that it was not his personal knowledge, but the Spirit of God that gives understanding to interpret dreams. Verses 17-21, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and, behold, there came up out of the river 7 kine, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow, and, behold, 7 other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness, and the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first 7 fat kine, and when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored, as at the beginning. So I awoke. Verse 25, and Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one, God hath shewed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Even so, God will tell us things that will come to pass. Jesus proclaimed to his disciples, St. John 14:29, And now I have told you before it come to pass, that, when it is come to pass, ye might believe. The Lord will tell us in dreams, visions, and revelations beforehand. When these things come to pass, our faith will be increased in his word. Joseph begins to interpret Pharaoh's dream. Genesis 41:29-31, Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream concerning the 7 fat cows, feeding in the meadow, and the 7 poor cows, which symbolized 7 years of famine. He emphasized to him that his dream revealed a secret concerning the future of Egypt. Egypt would have 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of devastating famine. He explained that the famine could consume all of the prosperity of Egypt. Therefore, Joseph instructed him to, immediately, prepare for the famine because the matter was urgent. His interpretation of Pharaoh's dream was a strong indication that God had given him wisdom that surpassed the knowledge of all of the wise men of Egypt. Even as Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream concerning the famine, the Lord has revealed to me that the spiritual church is now going through one of the most grievous spiritual famines that the church has ever suffered. Only those who are now living close enough to God to receive dreams, visions, and revelations will escape spiritual death, for the Lord has hidden his truth from unbelievers. Even as God gave Joseph wisdom to interpret the king's dream concerning the famine that would prevail throughout the land of Canaan and Egypt, he has also revealed these truths about the condition of the true church. It was the wisdom of God given to Joseph, whereby God spared Egypt and Joseph's family from death. The literal famine in Egypt was tragic. The people had forgotten the 7 years of plenty. So it is today with the spiritual church. There is a great spiritual famine in the land. The prophet Amos wrote, Amos 8:11, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. God has allowed unbelievers to hear lies and deception because they do not desire the truth. They are spiritually dead, because they do not have true ministers to teach them the truth. The wise preacher, King Solomon, proclaimed, Proverbs 21:16, The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Spiritual death has captured many leaders. Sin is the result of spiritual death. Spiritual famine is the result of sin. It is the judgment of God executed against a backslidden church. However, God has reserved himself a few people who will survive that spiritual famine by visiting them with dreams, visions, and revelations. When we are obedient to God, he will continue to visit us with dreams, visions, and revelations, so that we may live in the Spirit according to his will. Let us notice the book of Saint Matthew, in the New Testament, to read about Joseph, whom God espoused to Mary, the mother of Jesus, who was a virgin. God prearranged their marriage. The Lord visited Joseph in a dream, instructing him to marry her after she had conceived in her womb the baby Jesus. The Holy Spirit of God impregnated her miraculously. Saint Matthew 1:19-20, Then Joseph her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Verses 24-25, Then Joseph being raised from sleep did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. According to the law of Moses, a woman, engaged to marry, could be stoned to death for having sex with a man. Deuteronomy 22:23-24, If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto an husband, and a man find her in the city, and lie with her, Then ye shall bring them both out unto the gate of that city, and ye shall stone them with stones that they die, the damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's wife, so thou shalt put away evil from among you. Joseph did not desire Mary to become a public example because of her pregnancy. He contemplated putting her away secretly. He did not understand that God impregnated the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit, until God visited him in a dream, and gave him spiritual understanding concerning her miraculous conception. Paul wrote, Colossians 1:9, that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Therefore, Joseph obeyed the word of God and took Mary to be his wife, and they lived together according to the will of the Lord. God visits us in dreams, visions, and revelations for this reason, Job 33:17, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from man. When God showed Joseph that dream, he withdrew the idea of putting his wife away. He did the will of God and not his own will. When we do our own will, it is pride. However, God is able to hide us from all pride. Verse 18, he keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. Now we understand that to be able to interpret a message in a dream, vision, or revelation, is a very precious gift of God to his dear children. For it keeps our souls from the destruction of hell. Verse 23, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to shew unto man his uprightness. Elihu described the scarcity of the interpreters of God, who are his messengers, by saying, one among a thousand, to shew unto man his uprightness. We understand that humanity does not have uprightness within them except God gives it to them. There was only one, Joseph, to interpret the dream of Pharaoh, and God needed only one, by which he brought deliverance to a potentially starving nation. The Lord spoke these words to Moses, Leviticus 26:8, and five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Joshua spoke to the people of God in Joshua 23:10, one man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Each true saint of God has the power to put evil people to flight with the sword, which spiritually means the word of God. God does not need a multitude to get the job done. When Jesus took Peter, James, and John unto the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw a great vision from heaven, and received a new revelation of the Lord Jesus in his glory. St. Mark 9:2-5. Jesus taketh with him Peter, and James, and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. Peter, James, and John saw the magnificence of Jesus as the glorious power of God transformed him. That was an unforgettable moment for them. Elias, who is the prophet Elijah, and Moses, appeared with Jesus in his glory, and talked with him. Peter was ready to honor them by making three tabernacles. Obviously, he did not understand the vision. However, he clearly understood that it was good for them to be with Jesus upon the mountain. Jesus shared with them his sacred glory which no other human has ever experienced on earth. Yes, I say to you that it is good for us to live a holy and sanctified life so that Jesus can manifest the truth through visions. Verse 9, and as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. Many times, God will speak to his dedicated servants in dreams, visions, and revelations. However, he often forbids his people from revealing spiritual secrets until the time appointed by God. Therefore, Jesus commanded them not to tell the vision until after his resurrection when he had entered into his glory. God saved Apostle Paul after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He experienced a vision and revelation of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 12:2, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell. Verse 4, how that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Paul was articulating that only those who are spiritual are able to understand the words of the Spirit of God. It is not possible for carnal-minded people to utter the things of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.